Order yourself a cup of joe, but don't get too comfortable, because this week's discovery investigates crime at a coffee shop. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, your neighborhood coffee house is supposed to be a place to relax and unwind, to enjoy a cup of coffee and maybe some conversation with friends. But in Death Before Decaf, author Caroline Fardig's first Java Jive mystery, a beloved coffee house becomes the scene of a crime. The story begins as Juliet Langley arrives in Nashville looking for a fresh start. After her fiancé robbed her blind, Juliet was forced to close her cafe. Her only chance of survival is to manage Java Jive, the coffee house where she worked through college. But before the end of her first day on the job, she finds her head cook's dead body in a dumpster. On one hand, the murder turns out to be great for business, but it also means that Juliet is a person of interest. Now, Death Before Decaf is an enjoyable introduction to a new cozy mystery series. The setting, after all, couldn't be much cozier, but thanks to the no-nonsense main character and her tendency to transform into what she calls the red-headed she-devil, this isn't just another fluffy whodunit. Juliet is the right blend of tough and vulnerable. She may be quick to speak her mind, she may sometimes find herself in outrageous positions, but she's still recovering from betrayal and loss, giving her plenty of humanity to go with the humor. Juliet is surrounded by characters that will make the series both endearing and entertaining, and her relationship with her best friend and new boss, Pete, is complicated at best. While she attempts to figure out her feelings for Pete, she also meets a handsome stranger. The three of them, along with Pete's unpleasant girlfriend, give the book plenty of romantic tension, which is sure to continue in future installments. But is it worth settling in with a cup of coffee for this cozy debut? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. Death Before Decaf follows Juliet from seedy bars to outrageous funerals, picking up more eccentric characters with each chapter. If you love quirky, cozy mysteries, you won't want to miss this series introduction. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Death Before Decaf by Caroline Fardig is 240 caffeinated and comical pages long and is available from Alibi. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.